And that's where we say goodbye to the World Service and start the day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Tina Ritchie. It's 5:20 on Sunday, March the 9th. In a moment, Simon King will be here with a shipping forecast and an update on whether we can expect any more of that lovely spring sunshine today. We'll also have a roundup of this morning's news and sport and a look at the Sunday papers. But first, let's hear about an investigative series continuing on Radio 4 this week.
Killer Dust, with me, Ophelia Byrne. What I was doing was trying to thread together the story of asbestos in the UK over the decades and what people knew and when they knew it. I did find some of what I was reading absolutely astonishing, and I read a lot. Cover-ups, huge court battles, surveillance and spying, and then death. I think why people should listen is because they'll find themselves quite surprised. I don't think this story is at all what people think. Killer Dust continues on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds this Monday to Friday lunchtime at 1:45.
Time now to say good morning to Simon King.
Tina, thank you. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Sunday, the 9th of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Sierra, Forties, Cromarty, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Rockall, Madden, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Fitzroy 982, slow moving, filling 986 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra. Southerly, 4 to 6, backing northeasterly 6 to gale 8 in northwest Viking, and then later elsewhere. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. South at Sierra, southeast 40s. Southeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fog patches, moderate to very poor. Northwest 40s, Cromarty 4th. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 5 to 7 later. Occasionally gale 8 later, except in 4th. Rain later, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. East becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming north 3 to 5 later in Tyne. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland. East or northeast, 3 to 5. Showers, moderate or good. Plymouth, Biscay. Cyclonic, 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 at first. Showers, moderate or good. Fitzroy. Cyclonic, 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 at first. Decreasing 2 to 4 later in northeast. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Sol. Northeast 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Shannon. Fair, good. Northwest Rockall. Northeasterly 6 to gale 8. Rain, then showers, moderate or good. Southeast Rockall, Madden, Southeast Hebrides. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Northwest Hebrides, Bailey. Northeasterly 6 to gale 8, showers, moderate or good. Fair Isle. Cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in northwest, becoming northeasterly 6 to gale 8. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroes, northeast 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain, then showers, moderate or good. Southeast Iceland, northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, becoming variable 4 later. Mainly fair, good. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, east 1, 8 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Stornoway, north 1, slight rain, 1.5 miles, 1008, falling slowly. Lerwick, west northwest 1, fog 100 metres, 1009, falling slowly. Lucas, west by north 1, fog 100 metres, 1009, falling slowly. Bridlington, northeast by east 2, 1007, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by south 4, 2 miles, 1004. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1001. Jersey, east northeast 3, 12 miles, 998, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east by north 4, 2 miles, 998. Scilly Automatic, east northeast 6, 5 miles, 996, falling slowly. Valentia, east northeast 3, 27 miles, 1000, now rising. Ronald's Way, northeast 3, 6 miles, 1005, falling slowly. Malin Head, south 1, 8 miles, 1006, falling more slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A complex area of low pressure will be slow moving to the southwest of the United Kingdom. Strong winds, northeasterly winds, with a risk of gales, will develop later on Sunday and on Monday across some northern waters. Fog patches may also affect the northeast. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, rain for a time, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 6 or 7 later, occasionally gale 8 in north. Rain and fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first and very poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. East or southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then north 4 or 5 later, occasionally 6 later near Berwick-upon-Tweed. Fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable, mainly east or northeast 2 to 4, fair, good, occasionally poor later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good, occasionally moderate later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or southeasterly, backing northeasterly 2 to 4. Fair, good, occasionally moderate later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast, veering southeast for a time near shore, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers, good. St David's Head to Greater Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 later. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mall of Galloway. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Then northeasterly 4 to 6 later in north. Fair, good. Isle of Man. East or northeast 3 or 4, backing north or northeast 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Cardiff for Loch. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest 3 to 5, veering northeast 4 to 6 later. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northeasterly 4 to 6 later. Fair, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamurchan Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in northwest. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Ardamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Occasional rain, fog patches at first, wintry showers later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Simon, thank you. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Sunday, the 9th of March. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Tina Ritchie. Syrian observers say more than 1,000 people have been killed as the security forces target supporters of the former president, Bashar al-Assad. President Zelensky has expressed Ukraine's commitment to ending the war with Russia ahead of talks in Saudi Arabia. And in sport, Liverpool have bolstered their position as Premier League leaders with another win. A monitoring group says more than 1,000 people have been killed in Syria in recent days during clashes and revenge attacks in the coastal regions, which were the former President Bashar al-Assad's heartlands. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says nearly 750 civilians from the Alawite minority have been shot dead by government security forces. Assad was ousted from power last year by a mainly Islamist group, which is now trying to crack down on what it calls remnants of his regime. But our Middle East correspondent, Lina Sinjab, believes a breakdown of discipline is leading to other people being targeted.
The security forces, among them, there were some groups who are apparently are not, you know, adhering to the messages coming from the top command of restoring order and not to commit violations. Many of them have committed mass killing, especially in the city of Banias and some other villages around it. All these areas have majority of Alawite community and not necessarily supporters of Bashar al-Assad.
The office of Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the country will send a negotiating team to Qatar tomorrow to participate in negotiations about the Gaza ceasefire. Arab media has reported that the Palestinian group Hamas has indicated that it's willing to take steps to extend the first phase of the deal. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said his country is fully committed to constructive dialogue about ending the war with Russia ahead of fresh talks in Saudi Arabia. Mr. Zelensky is about to travel to Riyadh for meetings over the next few days, which will include American diplomats. But Jeffrey Edmonds, a former US military advisor, isn't optimistic of progress.
I think you may get some remnant of this mineral deal. It takes a long time to get revenue from that. It has really nothing to do with stopping Putin. So it's not clear that the mineral deal is going to do anything. And even if there's even a temporary ceasefire, the Russian offensive in the east, which is making progress every day, is not going to stop as long as Putin believes he can still win. I don't think you're going to have any kind of meaningful deal coming out of these talks.
The government wants to make it easier to sack civil servants who it says aren't up to the job as part of moves towards reshaping the service. The Cabinet Office Minister Pat McFadden says the state is not currently match fit for the challenges the UK faces, and he wants top officials to have their pay linked.